Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and you can stop by Bank of Colorado Building, Suite 217, say hello in our new digs, as they say. Go to durangobusiness.org to check out all of our upcoming activities, including tomorrow, Chamber University at La Plata Electric Association's boardroom, 8:30 in the morning. We'll go over all the benefits. But enough of that. We're here talking with Dave Presler. We've known each other a couple years.
Well, good morning, Jack. We have, and it was a little scary all of a sudden to think of how many years we've known each other. But
well,
it's been awful fun, believe me.
No gray in our beards when we knew each other originally.
That's very, very, very true. By the way, Jack, I'm going to sneak something in. Congratulations on your FLC award.
Oh, well,
so well deserved. Thank you. Well, it's coming. It's coming.
Well, thank you. I am very humbled by it, as you know, and I've been inducted into the Hall of Fame with some incredible athletes, student athletes that were there when we were up there. I mean, and it's so neat. And what I enjoy seeing is those that have kids. And I go, oh my gosh, they have kids and families, and they've gone on to do bigger, better things.
Absolutely right. That's really what makes, I think, this sport so fun is when you start seeing that relationship develop over the years and becoming so special.
Absolutely.
So it really is and unique and really cool for you, Jack. Congrats.
Well, thank you. And you've been doing so much in athletics over the years. So I'm just going to go back to the Fort Lewis stuff, football coach and assistant athletic director, then athletic director, over to Bayfield for, I'm going to say, athletic director / administrator, 8 years over there. Holy cow. And then you went over to Durango High School for 2 years there. And Dave, your resume is lengthy.
Does that mean you tell me I'm getting old?
I see your knee surgery scars.
But it sometimes you wonder about your career path, my career path's been unique. It's been interesting. It's been fun. I've just completed my 40th year involved inside of athletic related stuff, starting off way back in North Dakota as a high school track and football coach, and having the luxury in times to come assistant coach, head coach, moved on, spent some time at North Dakota State, spent some time at Montana State, then made the move back here a long time ago to Fort Lewis, and obviously
been a good run for you.
Well, it has.
And I want to point out, and this is part of the whole journey towards excellence program that you're looking and you're launching and you're I'm going to say birthing, but because you have, I want to say, the moral compass and your ideals pointed in the right direction, which is it's about the kids.
Absolutely. Sport is interesting, and obviously I think for those of us, and there's a lot of us out there that spend a lot of time inside of sport, watching, going to them, being involved with coaching, participating, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in sport. Yeah. And sometimes I think for those of us who've been around a long time, there are times inside what's going on that we question, is this really appropriate? Is this what we want sport to become or what we want it to do?
Right.
So inside that, there are times that you say, okay, I think we can maybe do it better. Mm-hmm. And hopefully sometimes we all look around, how do we find what is better? So sometimes we have to just move.
Well, and I've seen on Facebook some posts. Kevin Ayton is a good friend of mine from way back when, and he went to Fort Lewis and was a student there. Now he's a principal, and I mean administrator, and some of the things that he posts, because he's a soccer ref, and one of the things is there's a lack of referees, and I'm kind of like, well, yeah, no duh, because who wants to be out there being screamed at and chastised and yelled and ridiculed, and you're going, wait a minute, I'm only human, especially at a junior high or little league, even high school level.
No question. That's a very poignant point, because there is a documented shortage of officials, not just in one sport, but all sport. We're getting very close to having a documented shortage of coaches, certified coaches, or people who want to become coaches, people who want to become athletic directors. Right now, inside of Colorado, the turnover in athletic directors is almost 25% every year rolls through.
Wow.
So that means every year there's a new batch of people that are going out there. So, and certainly that's a concern inside of that. And it's not like the sky is falling, but I think it's important. I think that people involved in athletics, people who have maybe been involved in athletics, continue to really say, how can we jump into this discussion? How can we make things better? Because I just got back with a 2-week vacation with my my granddaughter, and I want her to have the ability to have good coaches, good officials when she gets a chance to be involved in sport.
Well, you know, and I think with the first thing I think we could start with is after a game is not to approach the coach and say, why didn't you play my kid or whatever. I remember Avery, everyone knows I brag on my kid way too much, but when he was kicking, and I remember when Coach Wyatt had him not kicking point afters, and everyone's like, why isn't Avery kicking those? I said, he's doing something wrong. And they looked at me and goes, aren't you going to talk to him? I said, in a couple days, talk to the coach. And I was like, he was driving it too low. He was kicking the long field goals, but point after, he wasn't getting under it. They worked on it. They improved. There's two sides to every story, I say. And I've had coaches approach me, and I've coached Little League, soccer, basketball. People come up, coaches at the higher level in high school, and said, I wish all parents were like you, and actually took a step back and realize some of the things. So your journey towards excellent, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Dave Presler, and Journey Towards Excellent Institute, it's all about getting, I'm assuming here, I'm paraphrasing, not only the student athletes, but the parents, the coaches, the referees, administrators, all on the same page to realize it's about the kids.
Really, to kind of put it in a common terminology, it's about the stakeholders of sport.
Okay.
And right now, again, that means we're all in this together. You can't have a good quality sport event unless you have quality coaches, quality student athletes, quality officials, quality parents, athletic directors, and it really is trying to develop a level of quality and inside that, develop that concern level of what direction we need to move some of this.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, when there's there's always controversial calls out on, we saw that time and time again. And, at the very high level replay, let's look at that. And, and I know during the basketball championship, I was getting a little tired of the replays. Like, come on, make the call and just. And I think, too, it's a good thing, because they can go back and say, okay, who touched it last? Were his feet in bounds? But you don't have that luxury at the high school, junior high, college level a lot of times. And you're going, it's a critical decision that they have to make right then and there.
Sure.
Yeah, you can yell and scream bad call, but move on. So I'm kind of beating a dead horse maybe. But
no, I think inside that, the word you just made me think about, Jack, is there's a mindfulness piece even inside of sport. Sometimes I think any one of those six stakeholder groups we talked about just a second ago, there comes a time, whether it's a parent, as a coach or official, that all of a sudden there's a critical call, something that has to happen. And all of a sudden, as one of the stakeholder individuals, we get a chance to react. And obviously, a lot of times we react as compared to respond. And so right away, there's interception thrown. All of a sudden, what do? People jump up and they yell, boo, boo, whatever the situation might be. And maybe what we're trying to develop down the road is this mindfulness piece. But we take actually a quick second to actually, before we say something we shouldn't say or don't want to say or gets us in trouble.
It's kind of like marriage counseling.
We want to take a second and go, hey, what do we want to say? What's appropriate? Okay,
right.
Because a lot of times we're doing damage control after we say something really stupid, and all of a sudden we realize if we hadn't said it, we wouldn't have had to go back to square one and start all over again.
Right. Well, and again, with that knee-jerk reaction, I always say reacting emotionally, not rationally. And when you're in the heat of a game, obviously, and you're in overtime or whatever, next point win, something like that, it is emotional. Mm-hmm. And you're quick to react, screaming out some profanities. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. But on the same token, then realizing that the referees and the umpires, they're human too.
Right.
And how does your kid feel? I know many, many kids have said to me, I just wish my mom or my dad would shut up. When I coached, I had kids come up and go, sorry about my parent. They're apologizing. They're 10 years old.
there's some data that's been kind of developed in the last couple of years. And one of the things they're finding out from the student athlete, people that are playing athletics. And this is not just, we're just not talking about high school or college. We're talking about any sport, whether mm-hmm. it's a club sport, middle school sport.
Right.
The one thing that they come back and always mention is that what they want from their parent is to be present, to yes. be there. They don't want conversation. They don't want talk. They want them to be there. Uh-huh. And that means the most of anything, the best of everything, right. is the parent is there.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, just and then offering support. You know, there's nothing worse than going, oh, I have to meet my kid after the game, after a tough loss or whatever, say, hey, you know, good try. You did everything you could do, and trying to say the right thing, even if the kid threw the interception or something, or, you know, mm-hmm. fumbled the ball, whatever it could be. All of a sudden, you're having to, yeah, give that support. And, well, that happened. Let's get ready for the next
game.
Let's
move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not dwell on the past. The game's played in the future. It's not going to be played two downs ago or one right. fumble or interception ago. It's going to be played in the next down.
And then you have to, you know, step it up and move on, which, you know, we could sit and talk about that for hours. So where's the development of the JTE Institute? Where is it? You know, you're kind of in, I'm assuming, the gestation period, for lack of words.
And I think in a lot of ways it is. We've had this on our mind for a number of years. And mm-hmm. certainly, again, it's been develop broad picture, but now we're trying to bring it into more of a specific program that really works for us here in the right. southwest corner of Colorado.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Journey Towards Excellence is actually part of it is sport culture, mentoring, and education. So there's some aspects mm-hmm. that we're inside to that are wrapped inside of it. What we've really found in this gestation period, so to speak, Jack, is that us in Southwest Colorado, we're pretty geographically challenged.
Right.
It affects every one of the stakeholder groups in a major way. Officials, for example, could be great quality officials.
Pretty isolated.
But yet, you know what? We're probably not getting the services that they really mm-hmm. need down here because of travel and distance. Right. And they're probably not getting the ability to really represent themselves by having opportunities to be involved in state-level championships that obviously would be a goal for I think, any official. But the geography really, really is a concern. I mean, I'll speak towards my 10 years at the high school level mm-hmm. here at the end of my the career here, and that was almost 75% of the budget in right. the schools goes towards transportation.
Wow.
Transportation, that's probably at the highest level, of definitely in the top 5% in the state.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a concern. You look at from the coaches' side, the athletic mm-hmm. director's side, obviously Chassa is on the front range, so right. obviously it's easy to get to the Chassa office to be locked into.
Kind of like the legislature. They're front range oriented.
Absolutely.
That's where, and, you know, 90% of their schools are.
Mm-hmm. And so as a result, again, what we would prefer people to think about is, okay, how do we deal with this situation? It's mm-hmm. not a problem. It's a challenge. And right. I think it's also an opportunity. And so sometimes rather than complain about it, we would choose to soon go with the idea of let's find a way to develop services that really can assist and complement the stakeholders mm-hmm. in athletics down here in Southwest Colorado.
Right. Now, let me just ask you this. So we've only got about a minute left already, but I'm going to have to come back. I know you're going to have to come back on so we can, you know, stretch out the interview.
Love
but
to.
I have to say, and I'm sure you agree, I don't care if it's theater, band, athletics, chess club, any extracurricular activity that a student can get involved in, I'm sure stats show they are more involved and likely to succeed and finish education.
Very definitely. Their outlook on life is more positive. Their time management skills are very much improved right. during their sports seasons. And the group of friends that they develop historically is very at high end. They develop friendships that last not only for their duration in their program, but throughout their whole lifetime.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned that. My son's in Europe right now, touring all over with his college roommate.
Wow.
They're best friends. So will you come back?
Absolutely.
I know I'm looking at all your notes. We can get close to everything. But if people would like to get more information or talk to you, Dave, are you just, do you have an email or
sure.
a phone number?
Sure. They actually can. We actually have an email website that we're starting. It's obviously in uh-huh. process. But to get a hold of me, the easiest way is to via email dpresler, dpresler at jteinstitute.org.
Okay, one more time. It's dpresler, P-R-E-S-Z-L-E-R at jteinstitute.org.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much, Jack. It's been fun.
Well, we'll have you back. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.